All right, let's touch base with the Blues, and Cade Simpson is with us. Cade, welcome to Crunch Time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The last 2 weeks, Cade, what have you got from them, from the low point of the Melbourne game?
I think it, obviously, yeah, very disappointed in the Melbourne game, but it sort of probably just kicked us back in the line and showed if you don't bring effort, you're just going to be no chance. So I think the last 2 weeks we've sort of had that, and we've sort of been in the game, but just a few sort of skill errors and goal kicking and stuff like that's probably hurt us.
Was it a challenging week in the aftermath of Melbourne to get that response?
I think it was sort of driven. Bolt sort of handed over it to the leaders a lot, so we took a lot of the review and the preview into the Cats game. So it wasn't sort of too much different than most weeks, just probably the leaders had a bit more to say.
Cade, I've mentioned your young players this year and just a few question marks that I've got and not as optimistic, but take us inside that. And how long do you expect in terms of years before they all can gel together and be stars of this competition like I know you're hoping they will become?
Well, it's obviously a bit of an unknown. I think sort of the guideline of other players is sort of that 50 to maybe 80 games. But I think you've seen what Zach Fisher's done this year with a couple of his games where he's had high 20 touches and he's always classy with the ball. Paddy Dow, I think he's played 10 games. So you just sort of don't know how quickly they'll go on. Like Charlie Curnow is one who's really jumped quickly. The others sort of take a bit of time. So it's a bit of an unknown, but yeah, obviously I'm hoping they can do it as quick as possible.
Well, you would be. You're 34 years of age. You're about to play game number 300. What are your emotions right now? The fact that you will probably realistically not be there when they are at that 50 to 100 game mark?
I sort of hasn't really come into my mind, really. Sort of focus on what I can do now and what I can control. So yeah, it's not something I look too far ahead in. Even like the last probably 3 years, I've always sort of never really looked to the next year until the season was over. So that's sort of just what I can control, and that's week in, week out now.
And someone that is in a similar boat, do you understand the conversation around Mark Murphy at the moment?
Oh, I think it's a lot of hype. There's always going to be hype on a really good player who's out of contract and with free agencies come in over the past, whatever, 4 or 5 years. But yeah, Murph's obviously he's captain of the football club, and I think they're in conversations now. So he's got a decision to make, but I think, they're in conversations, and hopefully it'll get done before the year's out.
Okay, Terry Wallace, I've been at your last two games live. I was up there last night. I thought the organisation of the team has been very good. The defensive structures last night, Jones sort of being able to come off his man, always playing high and being the intercept player, Rowe always behind Buddy. It worked very, very well for you for a long period of time.
Yeah, it did. Jones, he was great. I don't know how many intercept marks he had, but he positioned himself really well. Well, he took it right up to Buddy, who's a super, and you give him one little sniff, he'll kick it back. So, Rowe was super. Jonesy was good. I think, as you said, the last 2 weeks we've got that right.
What happened? Take us back a couple of weeks ago then. I was very critical myself of the Melbourne game where Melbourne kept taking Jonesy back almost deep to the goal square. You're getting stuck with Sam up playing high on Hogan, and it almost looked like Melbourne's match committee were dictating the terms of where your blokes were actually structuring themselves up. What happened? I suppose you review every game. What happened after that? That has seen, I think, a significant change.
Yeah, we obviously watched quite a bit of vision. The defenders of behind the goals, which is it's a player's worst nightmare if you're getting cleaned up, because it shows all the running patterns and stuff, if you haven't worked hard enough to cover an outlet. And that was probably the main one, that we didn't really cover the outlet. So then we were caught in between. And I actually watched Melbourne against Adelaide last week, and it seemed to happen to Adelaide as well. Yeah. Melbourne's ball movement's so quick, and they were just finding the free player. And you end up, if you're proactive and then they get through with no pressure, you end up in a really bad position.
Look, the other one is, we understand that players play banged up. And sometimes they go out there seriously banged up, and particularly if they're leaders of your footy club. I was down at Geelong last week, and, gee, I thought it was going to be really difficult for Paddy Cripps to come up. He just looked a really sore boy, and I know he's doing everything right, you know, to try to get himself out there. How sore was he in the lead-up to the game and during the week?
It's always tough. Six-day breaks with a bit of travel as well involved. But he's an absolute warrior. Like, he's carrying a massive workload for us inside. Cops a heavy tag most weeks, and he's, I don't know what he's averaging contested possessions, but that's his go. So he gets battered from door to post most weeks. But, yeah, he's a warrior. And I think he still had quite a bit of an impact last night. A few marks around the ground and stuff.
Cade, Bob Murphy here. I was just curious. You seem to me you've been the George Harrison of the AFL for such a long time of keeping that such a low profile. How disappointed were you that I wrote a column paying homage to your dignified career during the week?
Yeah, I won't be buying a coffee, Bob, if I see you at the cafe, mate, in Northcote. So, no, it was all right. I know my mum loved it. She texted me saying, have you seen this, what Bob wrote? So, I appreciate it, mate.
A nice big picture to go with it, mate. Now, Kate, you talked about, you know, 3 years ago and 1 year at a time. But you still seem in fine fettle. You're moving across the ground as well as ever. How long do you think you can keep playing for?
I don't know. It's a good question. My body's actually feeling better this year than it probably has the last couple of years. So it's always going to be a year-by-year thing. But I want to play as long as I can, really. It's, once you're retired forever, so... I'll try and hold on as long as possible.
And what about the morale in the locker room with such a young group? And even, I mean, there's not too many of you in the veteran category. How has it been in the locker room to keep such a young group focused and motivated and strong in what's a really difficult period for the footy club?
I think that's where Oz has been brilliant. He's he sort of keeps everything in perspective. So we come in, he shows the positives, the negatives, stuff we have to improve, and then we go out and train it like most sides would. But we're working incredibly hard on the track, and I think the last 2 weeks has been a real step in the right direction, but just silly sort of skill errors and a bit of goal kicking and stuff that's probably cost us the last 2 weeks.
Kate, how difficult has leadership been when you consider that Bryce Gibbs steps away, you have Sam Doherty go down, and then you haven't got Mark Murphy either on the ground or on the track at times? Has that put a strain on the leadership in general?
Not around the club. Like Doc, and even game day, we've got Doc on the bench. So he's pretty much gone into a little sort of coaching role, which has been brilliant for us. Paddy Cripps, so he's been amazing while Murph's been out taking on the captaincy. Led by example, really vocal as well around the stoppages and with his brutal attitude at the ball and man. So it's a tough workload, but the eagerness of our young guys to willingness to learn, it sort of makes it quite easy.
So what expectations would you carry into the second half of the season, Cade, after you've had the break?
I'm probably going to use a few cliches here, but it's obviously a week-by-week thing for us. We've focus on effort and what we've done the last couple of weeks. That's the one thing you can control is your effort and your how you can help your teammates out. That sort of takes no talent, and that's sort of what we go in week by week try and focus on, and hopefully the rest will take care of itself. But yeah, goals, I don't know, we'll reassess over the next few days while we're at our break and set some things in place. But it'll be a good conversation to have.
Do you feel like you'll need to get some wins in the back half of the season given how scarce they've been in recent times?
Oh, I'd like to hope we're going to get some wins. Yeah, I think we've shown in the last 2 weeks that we can match it with anyone. We've just got to do it for longer. So we've done it for sort of a half a game, three quarters against Geelong and Sydney, who are quality teams and really mature teams as well. So if we can do it for a bit longer, we might be able to pinch a few wins along the way.
Good on you, Cade. Thanks for your time.